Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning the Sefer Sfas Emes al Parshas Shoftim B'Siyata Deshmaya. I'd like to dedicate this shir in honor of Yedid Nafshi Rabari Brickner Shlita Hu V'chol B'nei Veso. They should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeyem. Now we're in the year Tav Reish Mem. Parshas Shoftim B'Pasik Shoftim B'Shotrin Titein Lecha Tzetra V'Shoftu Asal Mishpat Tzedek. So you should appoint these judges and policemen, and they should judge the nation righteously. A righteous judgment. This means that the Jewish people are drawn after the judges, who are called the eyes of the community. And they are the knowledge and the brains of the Jewish people. That's what it means. You should appoint judges and they will judge you, meaning you should follow your judges, the Eina Aida, the people who are the Seichel of the Jewish people. The Alzem of Akshim, and this is what we pray for in Shmon Esrei. Hashiva Shoftenuk Rishonu V'Yotzenuk about Tchila. We want our judges back. We want our Yoatzim back. Who are these Yoatzim? Ki Klayos Yoatzos. Because the Klayos, the kidneys, are those who give counsel. Bracha 61a. Ukefi. Harashim b'tzadike olam. Shehayu manihigim shel Yisrael. Nimshichu ha-machshavos v'aritzono shel kol b'nei Yisrael achareyem. And according to the leaders and tzadikim that led the Jewish people, the thoughts and will of the Jewish people followed after them. So we want to have our shoftim and yoatzim and then follow after them. That's what it means, yoatzos. V'yoatzenu kivatchila. We want to have our yoatzim like we originally had. The yoatzim are the kleos. The kleos are the kidneys, meaning kidneys clean, your blood. So too the counsel that you get also should be clean you of all of the bad things, of all of the waste. But when we want these yoatzim, these are the klaus which are inside of us, and it starts with the rashim, meaning to the extent that we have good leaders and we can follow them, and then our klaus will know on our own. So it's an interesting idea that on one hand we want shoftim, and the other hand, after we have good shoftim, we want Yoatzenu, then our class will be able to tell us what to do. Because now they're leading us, and now our machshavas and our ritzonos are going to follow those leaders. So we have beautiful parish in the tefillah, and also in the pasuk. Shoftim yishotin titein lecha v'shoftu asam mishpat tzedek. Appoint the shoftim, and then they're going to judge us. We follow them. V'pasuk yitches yedal tel tesvav. It says in the pasuk, Tamim tiyeh Hashem Elokecha. You should be complete with the Lord your God. They listen, the goyim that you're going to inherit their land, or our land, where you're going to kick them out. They go to all their soothsayers, all their voodoo people. Then they listen to them. God gave you differently. A prophet from among you, from your brothers, like me, God will raise. You should listen to this Navi. Like what happened at Har Sinai on the day of gathering. You said you can't listen anymore to the voice of the God, the Lord your God. And the big fire, you don't want to see anymore, and you're not going to, I don't want to die. We don't want to die. God said, they're right not to hear directly from me. I'm going to appoint a prophet like you, and I'm going to put my words in his mouth, and he should speak to them everything that I command. So Eloh Psukim Omer Asfat Emet Kvar Katavnu Makom Acher. I already wrote elsewhere. This is in Tav Reish Mem Zion he's referring to, a later year. All these soothsayers, all these voodoo people are using the 10 kochos at the kochos ha-teva, the powers of nature, from the asara ma'amaros, from the 10 utterances with which the world was created. And we are above nature. We are the aseres hadibros. We were chosen in a way that is above nature. We are supernatural people who aseres hadibros, those are the 10 commandments. So the goyim go with the aseres asara ma'amaros. That's nature. That's science. That's Ma'onim v'kotsman. That's all these voodoo people. And we go above nature, aseres hadibros. And that's the contrast here in the pasuk. First we talk about the Ma'onim v'kotsman, and then we start talking about Har Sinai. And I can give you a prophet to continue Imam at Har Sinai. So that's the contrast between them and the Imam at Har Sinai, the aseres hadibros, which is above nature. Like it says in the pasuk in Psalms, Osei Dvaro Lishmo, called Dvaro, we do his word to hear the voice of his word. Shayidei Bitula Maaseh Lanagot HaBoreit Barach, by being Mevatel the Maaseh to the Anhogas of the Borei. Shamru Kol Asher Diber Naaseh, the Jewish people said that whatever God says, we are going to do. Zachu Lishmo Abekol Dvaro, we were Zochah to hear his voice. That's the famous Gemara. Shabbos 88a, Rabbi Lazar says, when the Jews are Makdim, Nasa the Nishma of heavenly voice came out and said, who revealed the secret that only the angels know? Baruch Hu Hashem, Allah of Gibore Kochet, says in Tehillim, that the angels are Osei Dvar Lishmo, because first they do and then they hear. In the schus of us first doing, then we will hear, then we will be Zarch Lishmo, called Dvaro. Via Zachon Aladaris, this is a preparation for all the generations. Sheroi Leos called Am Hashem Nevim Lishmo Loilam Dvar Hashem. That all of the Jewish people should be prophets. We should all hear the word of God. Ach, Ki Yatsa Nishmasam. But their souls left them, as it says in the Gemara. Vramulo Osev, and they said, we can't do it anymore. Vinisha Zeakoch Lenevim, and this Koach remained with the Nevim to hear the voice of God. And that's according to the schus of the Jews, because we're not going to follow those kosmim. We are going to follow the Ribbono Shel Olam. In that schus of not following the kosmim, the Nevi'im will get their prophecy. And the Nevi'im are not in a vacuum. And the schus, though, we don't go to these soothsayers, these voodoo people, then God will reveal himself to Nevi'im, will be Zohar to be Lishmo called Dvaro, because the Nevi'im are Hemshech Imam at Har Sinai. Vezesh Kasav Ki Agoyim, that's what it says in the Pasuk, that these Gentiles perish. Hashem Asakein Kedei Lios HaKochos HaTivios HaEla Ba'olam Uvnei Yisrael Mevatlim HaKol Eila V'Yizbarach, that God did this in order that the natural Kochos should be in the world, and the Jewish people are Mevatel everything to Hashem. We are Mevatel, all of nature, to Hashem. Kamo Shekasav Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. In other words, they have these powers of nature which are able to be manipulated by these Gentiles. But we go with God. And then through that, Rezoch Lishmo called Dvaro. Vezeh Shekasav Navi Mikir B'cham Mamish Shetala B'cham B'nei Yisrael. That's why it's among you. We're only Zoch to a Navi if we don't go after those people. If we know that it's God, then Nevi'im are Zoch. In other words, even you could say today that Klal Yisrael, the more we're Zoch to correct our ways, the greater our leaders are going to be, the more they are going to be Zoch to hear Dvar Hashem. Umayein ze nimtza b'chol ish Yisrael k'fi abidu leilev yizbarach Zoch l'shmoy l'asik Dvar Hashem. And that's what it is with every Jewish man and woman. To the extent that we're mevatel, we nullify ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we are Zoch to hear his voice. See, right, we're not being a Nevi'im, but we can have more guidance in our life from the Ribbono Shel Olam. See, the Sod of the Sfas Emphasis, he said so many times, to be mevatel ourselves to Hashem, and then be zoicha in the schutz of oisei dvaro, of doing what God says, and following him, will be zoicha lishmo called dvaro, to have this intuition, in Hebrew is intuitzka, this godly feeling that person has, that they know they're doing the right thing, we'll be zochet to that, that he'll lead us on the right way. If we follow him, you just blindly follow the Rabbono Shalom, and then he'll send you the light. So it works more on a global scale, that if the Jewish people are doing the right thing, then they're Nevi'im, they get Nevuah, or Ruach HaKodesh, the Tzaddikim are able to go to great heights. And also on an individual level, on a personal level, on the micro, not on the macro, on the micro. I love that macro, micro. We also, if we're Oisei Dvaro, we're Zochel Lishmo, we're called Dvaro to this higher level of perception. So we should be Zochel Mitzvah Hashem. We did the Torah of the Sfasemes, Tafresh Mem. Obviously, there's so much more to do. It's like being in a candy store when you open up the Sfasemes. It's just like a child just wants more and more. So fortunately, this is good for your teeth and for your whole body. And in Memeila, we should be Zochel to continue learning these Ma'amar of the Sfasemes. Lumo Dulame Lishma Vlasa Lakaim is called Dibre Salma Teresa Vihava. Amen, Vi Amen. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, sweetest and most beloved friends.